Welcome to day 11. Oh, today's teaching is one that has been such a good friend for me. One that helps bring a lot of ease and rest when I realize I'm clenching too hard and too tight and feeling a lot of pressure to make things happen. Today we're going to be exploring growth, not perfection. How to open to the process of growth and transformation rather than fixating on behavior and trying to, quote, do something perfectly. It's interesting because our brains are designed to learn and grow. And I remember what one of my mentors said about how the brain is designed to learn from failure. What a thought that our brains actually learn by what doesn't work. What doesn't work actually sticks with us. And that helps us prune out, oh, that's not how I want to do it. That doesn't work. Let me try something else over here. The challenge of learning from what doesn't work is because of so much of our cultural conditioning that when we, quote, fail at something or when we bump up into something that doesn't work, we can often go into an inner experience where we start blaming ourselves, where we feel shame, where we feel alarmed or frightened, this feeling of, oh no, I did something wrong. We might feel frustrated at ourselves and start to criticize ourselves. We might start comparing ourselves to other people. And when we're in that mindset of separation, when we're feeling frustrated, when we're feeling frightened, when we're feeling that sense of panic, when we're comparing, we're not in a state of that soft, malleable space of listening and learning and adapting. So the fact that our brain goes to that place of shame or fear or panic or frustration is not our fault. There's a lot of conditioning that feeds that. And you see that conditioning in our greater cultures and in our world. So it's not our fault that we might have that instinctual response when we make a mistake or when we bump up into something that doesn't work. And we can, in that moment, not blame ourselves for either the mistake itself or for that instinctual reaction of self-blame or fear or shame. So when we focus on growth, not perfection, there's a spaciousness and there's an openness of curiosity, of compassion. There's so much rest because there's this freedom to make mistakes. It's almost like, well, whichever way it goes, if trying it this way leads to, quote, success, something that works, something that feels nourishing, something that nourishes us in body or mind or spirit, that's what I mean by when something works. That's feedback, and that feedback helps us learn and go, oh, okay, this is something that I can remember. This is something that feeds me. On the other hand, if we try something and it doesn't lead to wholeness, and frankly, a lot of the things we try aren't going to work because we're human and we're imperfect and we're constantly learning. So rather than seeing that as wrong or bad, it too is also simply feedback. In this case, it's just the feedback of what doesn't work. So it's almost like we take the things that work and the things that don't work, our, quote, successes and our failures, and we even out the playing field where we hold both in our hands and hold them evenly. So both give us feedback, the feedback on what works and what leads to more wholeness, more rest, more ease. And then what doesn't lead to more rest or wholeness or ease? I don't know about you, but the main way I learn, either when I'm going too far into something or when I'm being too lenient or when I'm doing something that doesn't work, it's almost like I have to go to excess in one way. And that's how I learn, like, oh, that doesn't feel that great. That doesn't work. How else would I know when I'm learning something new? It's almost like there's a belief in some part of our brain. And I don't know if this is just Western culture or all cultures, but that belief can whisper to us that on some level we should know before we try something, as if somehow we should be all-knowing and know how something's going to pan out when we try. But we often don't. We don't often have all the information or all the understanding or all the knowing. So we're learning as we go. One of my mentors calls this walking the maze. And as we walk a maze and we bump into an obstacle and go, oops, that doesn't work. So then we go and we try another way down the maze. Oops, that doesn't work. And bit by bit, by finding what works, by finding what doesn't work, that then is how we learn and how we grow. So you can embrace this journey of change that no matter what happens, if it all goes wonky and sideways, that's feedback. If you find something nourishing that feels good, that supports you, that's feedback. Neither one are better than the other. Neither one is, quote, right or wrong. When we criticize ourselves and shame ourselves for not doing something perfectly, for not knowing better before we try, for shaming ourselves for making a mistake, not only does it shut down growth, but the expectation underneath that is often some kind of unrealistic expectation about how we should always know how to do something. So we can soften that. We can soften that tendency to criticize ourselves and say, okay, how could I know? It's through doing that I know. And then we can have that we can be open to that feedback because we're not shutting down in the face of that criticism or in the face of that shame. I don't know about you, but when I criticize myself, it shuts me down. I don't want to try. I don't want to try new things. I remember when my daughter was on a soccer team that had run into a lot of frustration and obstacles. They were having a hard time gelling as a team. They weren't playing well in their games. They were often losing against teams that on paper they felt like they could play better than. And because of all that frustration, what ended up happening is it created a critical environment where people were often criticizing each other. There was a lot of shortness, not a lot of generosity towards teammates when they made mistakes. So it created a hostile environment. And my daughter talked about how much that influenced her play. She was a freshman on a varsity team, one of three freshmen, and a lot of that frustration would funnel down to those younger players. And she went from being one of the top players on the team by the end of the season, feeling like she wasn't hardly able to contribute to the team at all. And that's because there was so much criticism that she couldn't be spontaneous. She couldn't take risks. She couldn't try because she was so afraid of failing and then being criticized. So that's a metaphor of this journey of when we criticize, we shut down, we can't try, new things, we're not open to new ideas. We start walking that tightrope where we feel like we have to do everything perfectly. So in closing today, I'd love to share a quote that speaks to this. This is one of my all-time favorite quotes. And this comes from Roald Amey, who also gave us the Dragon and the Treasure story. And his quote is, "Nature does not require that we are perfect, but that we grow. And we can grow as easily from a mistake as from, quote, getting it right." Ah, what relief in there that it's about growth, not perfection. So today, what I invite you to practice with, when you notice that you, quote, make a mistake or something goes not the way that you wanted to pause, you can put your hand on your heart and say, "May I grow in this moment rather than expect myself to be perfect." And see, by taking a few deep breaths and simply looking at this as an opportunity to receive feedback, what feedback do you notice and observe instead of criticizing yourself or shaming yourself because this moment didn't go the way that you wanted to? What do you discover in opening to the growth process and in knowing you do not have to do this perfectly? I look forward to hearing more about what you uncover in embracing growth rather than perfection. You can share your comments in the comments below or in the Facebook group.